98.1 KZE on the line with me today. Ian O'Neill, guitarist for the band Deer Tick. You can catch them Saturday, September 14th as part of the Meadowlark Music Festival, playing the same day as Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams and Fruit Bats. Meadowlarkfest.org for tickets and information. Ian, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Are you excited? Have you been up to this area many times before?
What town is it in exactly?
So Stone Ridge, but the Hudson Valley is kind of the broader description.
Yeah, I noticed your phone number is from Red Hook, New York, and there was a time period where me and my wife and our friends would rent a cabin in Red Hook, probably like for two or three winters in a row.
Oh, so no kidding.
We've been up there personally, and the band's definitely spent a lot of time in the area too.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful, and it's, you know, it's a music festival in an orchard, so that's kind of a cool, unique experience.
Yeah, when I saw the lineup for it, too, I was like, this is a great day. I can't wait to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you familiar with, like, are you like, friendly with Fruit Bats and those guys?
Yeah, Eric, the singer of Fruit Bats, I have met intermittently, usually at the Newport Folk Festival. But we've communicated, and I think his music is great, and Larry Campbell's incredible, too. I know him from being in part of Bob Dylan's band and his solo material across the year, so I'm excited to see everybody.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing day. How have you guys been doing? How's your year going? You've got the Contractual Obligations EP that came out following the Emotional Contracts album. Have you been touring a bunch?
We did tour a lot at the beginning of the summer, June and July, and then we kind of had August off to regroup, and then we're going to be touring like from early September through mid-November, with a couple breaks here and there. But yeah, it's been a pretty busy year for it not being a total album cycle type year, even though we have the EP out. So
yeah. Do you still enjoy touring?
Absolutely. I mean, I think what we all enjoy the most the older we get is, less the being out and away from our children and wives and everything. But it kind of brings into focus more the joy of playing the music, and the focus is kind of gets clearer on making the music as interesting and exciting and as fresh as possible.
Yeah, and that part of it is still fun for you guys too, collaborating musically?
Oh, it's like the whole reason we're out there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about the recording process for Emotional Contracts, because I know you've said that the EP came out of just the fondness that you had for everything that got left on the cutting room floor, so it sounds like it was a fun recording session.
It was the best recording session, I think, of our entire careers. We went out to Western New York and near Casadega and Fredonia, that area. Mm-hmm. And we worked with this guy, Dave Fridman, and his family. They run a studio. He's worked with, like, anybody you can think of, the Flaming Lips, Nick Cave, all sorts of incredible, huge bands. But we get along really well with him and his process. And he just kind of, like, opened up a lot of new sonic palettes for us. And yeah, we just lived out there for a couple different occasions last year, or 2 years ago now, wow. And yeah, it was just like such a great experience. We had so many songs kind of loaded up coming out of COVID that we were just stockpiling, that like we had an excess. So that's kind of why we ended up splitting it between a concise statement record that's kind of like, here's like something fresh and upbeat for the most part, and kind of like to the point. That was the idea with Emotional Contracts. We were like kind of like looking to records like Born in the USA or like just like the kind of like concise direct message records that we love, and then like we were like, as time was going on, we're like, this other music that we have is really fun. It'd be really fun to justify playing it live and to not let it kind of just languish in the vault, so to speak. So we just wanted to get it all out there.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of playing live, do you have a different approach to a festival set than you would to, say, a theater set? Like, do you I guess, yeah, that's the end of question. Do you have a different approach to a festival set?
Well, yeah, it's got to be a little bit truncated, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Luckily, at this point in our careers, when we're on a festival, we usually get a longer set than we used to, which is nice, so we can almost play a full set. But yeah, we like to kind of like try to represent our whole career. So if there's somebody who was a fan of ours from a long time ago, or hasn't seen us a bunch of times, and we're playing some things from our past, and then of course, like we tend to oscillate between like the newest and the oldest, and then pepper in some stuff throughout the middle. So we're trying to cover every record, but the more records we make, the harder that gets.
Yeah, yeah. Does it have anything to do with just like what you guys feel like playing at the time?
Yeah, that too, for sure. Like John, our singer, I think is like the biggest wild card, and he can just be like, you know, we're playing an NRBQ song tonight. Fun. And that kind of stuff happens all the time with us, where once we settle into a pattern, we feel a need to shake things up.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we're super excited to see you guys at Meadowlark Saturday, September 14th. It's going to be an amazing day. I think Larry and Teresa are right before you guys and Fruit Bats right after. So just a really killer lineup that night. And yeah, meadowlarkfest.org for tickets and information. Ian, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much. See everybody there.